We take our first reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "And now, Israel, take notice of the laws and customs that I teach you today, and observe them, that you may have life and may enter and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. See, as the Lord my God has commanded me, I teach you the laws and customs that you are to observe in the land you are to enter and make your own. Keep them, observe them, and they will demonstrate to the peoples your wisdom and understanding. When they come to know of all these laws, they will exclaim, 'No other people is as wise and prudent as this great nation.' And indeed, what great nation is there that has its gods so near as the Lord our God is to us, whenever we call to him? And what great nation is there that has laws and customs to match this whole law that I put before you today? But take care what you do and be on your guard. Do not forget the things your eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your heart all the days of your life. Rather, tell them to your children and to your children's children." And our second reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not imagine that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete them. I tell you solemnly, till heaven and earth disappear, not one dot, not one little stroke, shall disappear from the law until its purpose is achieved. Therefore, the man who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered the least in the kingdom of heaven. But the man who keeps them and teaches them will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven." And now we move to our reflection for today on these readings. Our reading from the book of Deuteronomy marks a major moment in the story of Israel. Up to this point, Moses has been God's messenger and ambassador to God's people. That is, he is the one to whom God entrusted his most precious message, the Torah, or instruction for how the people of Israel are to live in the land. The book of Deuteronomy is Moses' farewell speech to the people, and they are now to be entrusted, as Moses was, with the Torah. They are, each one of them, to become God's trusted messengers and ambassadors, not only within the community of Israel, but to the larger world around them. A mark of a loyal messenger or ambassador in the ancient world in which Israel lived was that he or she did not alter the message, and surely it's still the same in our modern world. The message was faithfully guarded and communicated. Hence, an ambassador, then as now, was a highly valued and trusted person. As we know, if a leader or a government cannot trust its ambassador to be faithful, then who can it entrust with its most important messages and communications to other nations? Moses' message in our reading is that in living by the Torah, Israel can be assured that it will faithfully communicate its meaning and truth to others. Israel will become a revelation of God's wisdom, God's justice, and God's mercy to all the world, and the nations will recognize this and rejoice at it. God is the center, and the Torah points to its source, who is God. For us Christians, Jesus is the fulfillment of the Torah. And, as Jesus himself says in today's reading from Matthew's Gospel, he has come to complete the Torah, or the law. As the Torah points to God as its source, so it points to God in Jesus as its goal. The disciples are now called to take on and complete the vocation of Israel, as outlined in the book of Deuteronomy. They and we are called to be loyal messengers and ambassadors of the good news that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Torah. Again, the mark of a loyal messenger will be that he or she faithfully passes on the law of Christ and faithfully lives by it. We are messengers and ambassadors not only in our words, but also in our actions. So anyone who changes the commands by his or her own authority and acts on this is therefore playing God, assuming divine authority. But surely this is to abuse the privileged position of the trusted messenger and ambassador. Moreover, it will only lead to a distortion of the meaning and purpose of the law and the mission of Christ. And this will in turn demean rather than enhance our own life as well as the lives of others. We human beings are limited and imperfect. We cannot do what God alone can do. The only one who has divine authority to change the law in order to complete its meaning and purpose is Jesus. Our vocation is to be loyal servants of the kingdom of God, not to try and establish it on our own terms. This will only bring disaster. But being loyal messengers and ambassadors does not mean there is no room for initiative and creativity. Quite the contrary. After all, Jesus says in our reading that our vocational mission is not only to keep, but also to teach the commands. Given the widely differing contexts in which our vocation will be lived, both keeping and teaching will surely provide us with plenty of opportunities to be creative and imaginative.